wish bath time were longer. We aren't really made for water. You can tell from the prune skin. Have you ever wondered what gives your skin that prune quality? Have you thought about it?
No, Tricia, I don't think I have.
Things We Didn't Do by Vincent Delaney.
The kids will pick at their skin. It's awful. Did you know? Because they can't tell what they're really doing. It won't bleed right away. It only bleeds later.
Are you going to turn off the water?
Well, no. I'm filling the tub. The tub has to fill.
Tricia, there's water all over the floor.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Well, that's odd.
How about if I turn off the tap?
But I've got to fill it up. It's bath time.
Tricia, can I ask you a question?
The answer is keratin. Did you know?
Keratin?
In your skin cells. Absorbs the water like a sponge. Prune skin is water absorbed into the keratin-based layer of your skin. It limits bath time.
Tricia, where are your children?
I'm running their bath. Do you have kids?
No. Nieces, little girls.
That's nothing. That's cheating.
How do you mean?
You ever change their diapers?
Sure, absolutely.
I don't believe you.
Tricia, can I turn off the water? Can I reach over and just turn it off?
I have to fill it for bath time.
Look at your feet. There's water everywhere. It's in the hallway now. It's down the stairs.
That is so odd.
Please let me turn it off.
Your uniform is wet.
I know.
Is that going to get you in trouble?
No.
I think your gun is wet.
Oh, yes.
Will it work if it gets wet?
I don't know.
I bet you're a good uncle, even though you never change diapers.
Tricia, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to walk to the tub. I'm going to turn off the tap.
Are you married?
Engaged.
Is she kind to you?
I'm standing up now. See, my hands are here. They're in front of me.
Glenn, please don't come any closer.
I need to, Tricia. I need to see.
Arlo gets so dirty. His fingernails? Ugh, you can't believe it. Miles is neat, but not Arlo. So I put them in together. They love the tub. Miles will even scrub Arlo's back just to help out. Oh, that makes me laugh. Don't stand up.
It's okay.
Stay there. Just right there, please.
Okay.
Glenn, I think something is wrong.
I know.
It's really bad.
I'm here. I'm right here. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes. You deserve to know. I've got prune skin.
Would you excuse me a moment?
Where are you going, Glenn? Come back.
Freeze! Don't move! Glenn? Oh my God, I almost shot you.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant.
What's happening in there?
She's resisting.
How?
She won't let me turn off the water.
She what?
She said she needs to fill it for bath time. I'm not sure how to proceed.
Where are the children? Where are the two boys?
She says they're fine.
You accepted that?
She seems very sincere.
Listen to me. I just got off the phone with the father. He says he heard her drown them. She held the phone out so he could hear it. He says there are two dead children in that tub.
Well, that's odd. Are you sure?
I'm going in there. Step away.
No. It's fine. It's good. I know how to talk to her.
Stand down, officer. Move aside. I'm telling you to move aside. That's an order.
Would you excuse me?
Wait. Hey!
Hi.
Hi, Glenn.
I came back.
I see that.
The thing is, I probably need to be more firm.
I see.
I probably should be using handcuffs or something.
Really?
There's a lot of cops in your house, Tricia.
Are they keeping their shoes off the carpet? The carpets get muddy so easily.
My boss is worried. It's kind of a big deal out there.
Are you in trouble?
I'm just not good at this.
Did you want me to help?
No. This is already confusing. Your husband was on the phone with the lieutenant?
Oh, that's nice, Glenn.
He said there's something in the tub.
I've been thinking about this fiancé of yours. Not that this is my business, of course.
I should turn off the water.
It's just the tone you used when you said the word engaged.
I should turn it off.
Forgive me for saying anything. I don't even know her name. Are you sure you're happy?
I want to turn off the water.
Glenn, is something wrong?
What is in the bathtub?
This is hard for you, isn't it? Being in here? When you're a dad?
I don't have kids.
You have kids. I can tell.
I'm an uncle. I'm not a parent.
You're a good dad, aren't you?
Why would you say that? How does that make any sense at all? Why would you think I'm a dad?
I can see how much you care. Only a dad would care that much.
Would you excuse me? I think we should just go. Let her work it out.
I'm relieving you. You're off duty. I want your badge. I want your gun.
Iris, can't we just go? There's nothing to see. It's bath time.
Give me your gun. Where's your gun?
I took it off.
Where is it?
It got all wet. It won't work.
Is your gun in the bathroom with the perp?
I guess it might be.
You're off the case.
Oh, come on.
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back.
You're arresting me for leaving my gun in the bathroom?
I'm arresting you because I don't trust you.
This is so embarrassing. People are going to talk about this.
You should have thought of that. Hold still.
I'm going to fix this. You're right. I haven't followed the book at all. I'll get my gun and I'll bust her.
You're not going back in there.
No, seriously. I figured out how to talk to her. I just need to be firmer.
Don't move.
I totally goofed up. I got rattled, and now a psycho kid killer has my loaded gun in the bathroom. But I can fix that. I can completely fix that.
Just a minute. I have a call.
I'm going back in.
Wait. Hello?
Is it her husband?
It's your wife.
My what?
No, he's busy. He can't talk right now. Yes, he's working. She wants to talk to you. It's urgent.
I'm not married. I don't have a wife.
He can't talk. He doesn't have a wife. What? Say that again? She wants to know what you did with the kids.
What are you talking about?
She wants to know what you did with your children.
I don't have children, and that is not my wife. Hang up.
Are you sure you're a cop? Now that I look closely, I'm not sure I remember you.
Just hang up the phone.
When did you join the force?
Hang it up.
Do I know you? How did you get that uniform?
Would you excuse me?
Hi, Glenn.
This is a really hard day.
Oh, I know. I get days like that. I feel so run down, and I think back, and I didn't do a thing the entire day. It's kids. They do that to you, just with their presence. Did you want to just sit down?
Everything's underwater.
You have prune skin, don't you?
I do. I hadn't noticed. I'm kind of shriveled.
Just remember, keratin. You forgot your gun.
Sorry about that.
Are you in trouble?
No, kind of. Well, maybe. They don't remember me on the force.
It's not your fault. I know you're good.
No one is happy with me.
I know you're a good dad.
I'm not a dad. I don't have kids. Just tell me what you put in the tub.
Well, Glenn, they were dirty.
I need to arrest you.
They got so very dirty.
Stand up.
You can look. Don't you want to look in the tub?
I don't want to.
I thought you did.
I don't need to do that.
Don't you want to see?
Stop talking. Just stop talking.
Sorry, I'm on your nerves.
It's a bad day. My job performance sucks. Plus, my wife is angry with me.
When did you get married?
I'm not married.
Glenn, you need to look in the tub.
I don't want to.
I'm going to help you. I'll be with you.
I don't want to.
Glenn, I'm turning off the water.
No, please don't. What's happening?
Don't you want to look? They have your eyes.
I don't have children.
You're sure?
I think I might have gotten married at some point.
I understand.
I think her name is Iris. I think we might have...
They look okay. They look happy.
No.
It's so hard to keep them clean. You had to keep them clean.
I need to arrest you for murder.
I know.
I don't. I can't seem to remember what happened.
I know. I'm going to help you. It's going to get hard. I won't leave you.
Glenn? Honey? What are you doing in there? Glenn?
I won't leave you.
Who's that?
That's your wife. That's Iris.
Honey? Where are the boys? Are they with you?
I don't think I'm a cop, am I?
I'll be right here, I promise.
Open the door, Glenn!
I was never a cop.
Where are Arlo and Miles? What are you doing in there?
I'll never tell.
Who are you?
You needed me. I came to help.
Glenn! Glenn! Open this door!
Look, go ahead. Look.
I can't.
Just bend down and...
Oh.
There. You see?
They are so beautiful.
Yes.
My boys. My beautiful, beautiful boys.
Eye of the Beholder was recorded live at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington, on January 28, 2013. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen, and our sound technician was Jordan Sell. Elizabeth Austin's poem, The Girl Who Goes Alone, was commissioned by Richard Hugo House for the 2009 literary series. It appears in the chapbook, The Girl Who Goes Alone, from Floating Bridge Press, 2010, and the full-length collection Every Dress a Decision, published by Blue Begonia Press, 2011. You can follow Sandbox Radio on Twitter and subscribe to the podcast at the iTunes Store. Find out more about Sandbox Radio, the Sandbox Artist Collective, send us an email, and access our podcast archive at thesandboxac.org. Thanks for listening.